Now, in keeping with the dog theme, we are going to talk now a little bit about missing dogs and missing animals in general. Because you might recall a few weeks back, we were talking to Annette O'Sullivan from Listowel about a little dog called Tilly that went missing in Listowel and was missing for quite a long time. But thankfully, it was eventually reunited with her owner. But that got Annette interested in the whole area of missing dogs and missing animals, and the fact that there has been a huge problem, particularly during lockdown in this country, with pets going missing. And she's here this afternoon to talk to us about that. And we're also joined on the phone by Lisa O'Connor from the group Missing Stolen Animals Ireland. And Lisa and Annette are here to chat about a protest that is happening, a peaceful protest that is happening in Dublin this weekend. Annette and Lisa, you're both very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
And good. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Annette, I might come to you first of all, and we all recall the story about Tilly coming home. But while you were looking for Tilly, it really opened your eyes to how many animals do go missing in this country and have gone missing in the last while.
Yes, that's correct. You know, even in the past few weeks, a few dogs have gone missing in the North Kerry area, and people are kind of reluctant to call the guards, but I've, you know, texted a few people. They've contacted the guards. They got the pulse ID, which was the most important thing, which Lisa highlighted to me, that you had to have a pulse ID to be taken seriously. So there are a few dogs still missing in the area. And if anyone says that it is not happening, it certainly is.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all know that Tilly's disappearance was very mysterious.
And she sends her best wishes, by the way. She's doing really well. I think Catherine at the moment is listening to the radio with Tilly on her lap.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's good to know that they're tuned in and that Tilly's doing well. Lisa, you probably have a countrywide perspective on this. Is it true that more dogs have gone missing in the last couple of years? And what exactly is going on, do you think?
Well, my background is I am a dog lover myself and animal lover. For many years, I've been, you know, fighting for animal rights. But in 2020, when we first went into lockdown, I was noticing on Facebook that a lot of dogs were being stolen, high-value dogs. So around October 2020, I set up the group Missing Stolen Animals Ireland, just to give people a platform to share their dogs and to raise awareness that this was a big problem countrywide, dogs being stolen from their gardens and their homes and not being found.
And are there gangs that go around and steal them in the dead of night, Lisa? Or are they kind of watching families with dogs and kind of earmarking, oh, there's a Chihuahua or a Shih Tzu or whatever in that house, we'll come back in the dead of night? Is that kind of thing going on?
Well, definitely, you know, during the COVID years, that was happening. You know, they'd have specific, you know, high-value dogs, especially if they wanted to breed from them. And, you know, everyone wanted a dog during the COVID years, and they were willing to pay, you know, top money, a couple of thousand, for a puppy. So, you know, possibly organised gangs, yes, and dogs were being moved from Ireland to the UK. There was, I'll give you an example, there was a Chihuahua that was stolen from Ireland, Tipperary, and it was found 2 years later in the UK.
Good Lord. And was the dog reunited with its owners in Ireland?
Yeah, I helped get the dog back from the UK, and yeah, she was reunited with her owners.
And of course, that all brings into very sharp focus the need to have your dog microchipped in the first place.
Exactly, yes, yes. 100%.
So I just might come back to Annette. Mm-hmm. So you heard about Lisa having this protest in Dublin at the weekend. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, as you know, Lisa is a keen animal lover, and she wanted to highlight that not alone pets, but companion animals. People out there, it's the only thing that they have in their life is a pet. And I know after your programme, you had a few people saying, oh my God, the guards have gone to the dogs. I know, exactly. It's important to highlight, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is a lot of other people's, you know, they're preoccupied about their animals, keeping them safe, etc. So Lisa's contacted all of the rescues. She's contacted papers, emails. And to be honest, Deirdre, I contacted you maybe 2 days ago, and fair play to you, came on board. And here I am sitting in front of you. But you, as you can see, it has to be highlighted. So the protest is going to happen on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be close by to the Department of Agriculture, because the auspice of the law for animal theft is under the Department of Agriculture. And Lisa will tell you a little bit more about the law at the moment, and some bills are going through.
Yeah, and I suppose, Lisa, we should say that it's not just dogs that you're highlighting.
Oh, cats and everything, no. Yeah.
Because quite a lot of cattle have gone missing in Kerry too, so there's a few animals. But Lisa, what is it that you're protesting against, or what point do you want to kind of highlight?
Just to correct Annette.
Oh,
there,
Lord, did I get something wrong?
the remit of the pet theft bill is actually under the Department of Justice.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Okay, and...
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so what exactly is it that you want to protest against, or that you want to highlight on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll just give you a quick background. I've been writing to Minister James Brown's office since last summer, just regards the amended bill that AIM2 have brought forward, because a pet is still classed as an object under law, same as having a mobile phone or a lawnmower stolen. So there was a few questions I'd put to Minister Brown, and it was his private secretary who was writing back to me. And there's a couple of points that they told me that every guard station has a microchip scanner, and this is not true. And that if you want to get some information on the Garda website, you know, about pet theft awareness or keeping your dog safe, it hasn't been updated since 2020, and it's in their archives section. So it's you know, for anyone trying to get help or information. So after writing for months and just not getting answers to my questions, I said, right, let's organize this, you know, protest for Saturday.
Okay, so you want to highlight that more could be done to keep our pets safe in this country.
Yeah, to be taken more seriously, and that the fact that a dog is the same as a mobile phone is not true, because as we know, you know, some people who, for example, you know, living on their own, like Catherine, their dog is their family, you know. It's their cherished member of their family, not just an object like a mobile phone, which can be replaced. You know, a dog can't be replaced, or a cat.
Yeah, absolutely. And the theft of them should be taken more seriously.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you heard, Lisa, if the guards are getting any closer to tracking down some of these gangs that have been stealing pets all over
no,
the country?
No, the Gardaí, when dealing with the Gardaí with pet theft, it all depends on who you get in the station. You know, there's some great Gardaí out there now who, you know, are passionate about animals and will help, but then there's a lot of Gardaí that just, they won't converse, which they don't want to know, and they kind of just fob you off.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing I'm sure you'd like to highlight, Lisa, is that it's so important that when people are getting a puppy that they don't get one from, you know, somebody dodgy who might have stolen the pup in the first place.
Exactly. Yes. So if you, I think they recommend that if you're, you know, buying a puppy, that you see the mother, you know, and really, these online sites, they're just a bit of a disaster, to be honest, you know, selling puppies online. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, you never know that the dog you get could end up being stolen. And I presume that if you take your dog to the vet to be microchipped, it'll show up if the dog has already been microchipped, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes. Another issue we've brought up as well, and there's a lot of people working on behind the scenes, is, you know, there's a few databases out there for you know, microchips. So what would be ideal is to just have one central database, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, I think there's four or five databases, you know, so the information's kind of all over the place.
Okay.
And then there was...
Sorry, Lisa.
Cases of, you know, microchips being cut out of stolen dogs.
Oh, dear God. I can imagine.
And being replaced.
Yeah.
You know.
I can only imagine how
foreign
awful
chips,
that is.
Which weren't showing up on our system here in Ireland, so.
Yeah, that's barbaric stuff. Annette, yeah. Just to finish with yourself, you're definitely going to Dublin and taking part in this
bloody
protest.
Right, I am, absolutely, yeah. I think it's just an initial step in highlighting the importance and the value that our pets have in our lives, and the authorities need to really, you know, stand up now and, you know, listen. I believe there's some legislation going through the UK at the moment which is going to actually see a pet as a standalone, you know, animal, sentient rights, etc. So we need to move with the times now, and I think if anyone can get to Dublin, just jump on that train in Casement Station and just go up and show your support, you know. I believe there's going to be a few dogs who were stolen in the past going to be making an appearance there as well. So it'll be great.
So it's Saturday at what time and where?
1 o'clock. It's up in... It's just opposite the Wolfstone statue, so across from the Shelburne Hotel.
Yeah, and presumably this will get some coverage in the media as well.
And we're going to be walking around towards the Department of Justice, etc. So hopefully, you know... We might catch the eye of somebody.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Lisa. Keep up the good work. And the name of your
the name of your
organisation again is Missing Stolen Animals Ireland.
Animals Ireland. Yeah, on Facebook.
On Facebook, Lisa. Keep up the good work. Fair play. And
thank you.
Hopefully, the powers that be will be listening to you all on Saturday.
It would be great to get a celebrity, dear dress, somebody to actually come in with us on this.
Well, you never know who might be listening.
Exactly. You know, we tried Linda Martin, but I know she's busy opening up her own shelter, which is so admirable. So, you know, any legends around Kerry or something who want to go, I'll happily give them a lift up to Dublin if they want to come.
Fair play. We let you go, ladies. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Thank you.
Annette O'Sullivan from The Stole and Lisa O'Connor from Missing Stolen Animals Ireland joining us on the phone, and that protest taking place in Dublin tomorrow, on Saturday rather, at 1 p.m.